Recorded Books presents The 13th Husband by Greer McAllister. Narrated by Suzanne Torin. For Jonathan, who first found Amy for me, and is worth more than all her husbands put together. That's about all we get out of life, rich or poor, isn't it? A few hours of enjoyment here and there. I think it is folly to allow a single chance for pleasure to slip past you. Amy Crocker, 1911. You know, don't you, that I've been fighting this nearly my entire life? I don't expect sympathy, of course, from you or anyone. There's been precious little of that. Certainly none from the tabloid press. People think the rich don't struggle, and I understand why. Money solves so many problems, opens so many doors. That's why I held on to mine instead of giving it away. It was the only power I could count on. Because I was so very rich, at almost any point in my life when I wanted to go somewhere, I went. For a woman in these times, that was no small thing. But with the tabloids dogging my steps, painting me with their scarlet brush in my very girlhood, I had my own struggles. The press called me wild, among other things. They were outraged by the notion of a woman determined to make her own choices. They labeled me an adventuress, a hussy, a known menace. Even when the Philadelphia Inquirer loudly proclaimed me the Queen of Bohemia, it wasn't entirely a compliment. And when I'm dead, they'll trumpet my husband's names in the headlines, as if my marriages were all that mattered. I am more than gold bands and paperwork. Of course there are men in my story. Some would say an unseemly number. There's love and scandal, heartbreak and poison, passion and deceit. It takes place in courtrooms and orphanages, palaces and temples, in Hawaii and Tokyo and the world around. And in my story there are also questions. So many questions. One of which you are the answer to. The three things that have haunted me all these decades are simple enough to name. The tabloids, the Spanish fortune teller's prophecy, and the woman in white. Where to begin? Not at the beginning, that would be expected. And you know as well as anyone, doing the expected was never my style. Let's start instead in the middle. Chapter 1. All my life I have been drawn to that which I cannot clearly define. A.C. I arrived in Spain fresh off the boat from Hawaii, 23 years old and reeling from my first divorce, in search of a woman I didn't know was already dead. What had happened in Hawaii had scared me badly, made me think about a reckoning. Not that I believed in the musty Christian vision of heaven and hell, but if I were to find myself at those much-written-about pearly gates, where would I fall short? What did I regret leaving undone? So when the captain of my chartered vessel asked me for our next destination, I thought about the Contessa who had once been kind to me at a low moment, and I said, Madrid. Captain Judd knew me well. He knew the contents of my passbook even better. So rather than deride me for naming a landlocked city, he said, Would you prefer to go via Lisbon, Bilbao, or Barcelona? I pictured the map of Europe I recalled so clearly, rugged brown coastlines nudging up against the blue of oceans and seas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?